In Northwest News from KNKX, the Seattle School District is holding community meetings to get input on two tax levies that will be on the ballot next February. But there's concern that voters are fed up with higher property taxes. Here's more from 88.5 youth and education reporter Ashley Gross.
King County property taxes this year are increasing an average of 17%. That's mostly because of a hike approved by state lawmakers last year for K-12 education. Lawmakers also approved more money this year for teacher salaries. But Seattle Public Schools Finance Chief Jolyn Berge says even with that investment, the state still hasn't fully funded schools. She says the district will have to rely on local levy dollars to pay for things like special education and services for English language learners.
Without our levy, which would generate $135 million, we would end up having to have significant cuts without that levy passing. That's pretty much every district's reality, but it's certainly Seattle's reality.
She says the size of the levy will be up to the school board, but it's capped at a maximum of $135 million because of a limit set by the state. The district also will ask voters to approve a capital levy to pay for school repairs and maybe a new downtown high school. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.